بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. We are discussing the chapter of Babul Khawf wal Buka, having fear for Almighty Allah, and in that fear sometimes to allow one or two tears to come out. Because we are so far from the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is natural that that level of khawf which people in the past had, especially in the era of Tabi'in and Tabi Tabi'in, certain incidents you will read about them that in their fear they could not sleep at night. Fear would make them wake up. Fear would keep them awake the entire night. When sleep would come, immediately the eyes would open again and he would say, "Are you not scared of the fire of Jahannam?" So like how we also read the incidents about their level of concentration in Salah. It was on a level beyond our understanding. And sometimes when we try to attain such a high position of fear, then what was the basic requirement the person doesn't even try to get? Example, someone hears, sees someone driving and he drives in such a fast manner, but he's a master driver. So he was not the person to look at. You say, "Look how he is driving, I need to learn how to drive like that." Because the child might try it a few times and end up with a major accident. When a person is going for the lesson, he will go to a place where they will teach you the normal law. Drive normal. And then they will say, those are stages that might come later on. You don't really need it, and if you get it, very, very well. But there's always going to be something called a stage needed. That is called matloob, maqsood, something that is wanted. And then there is something called mahmood. Mahmood means something desired. But what a level. This person never laughed in his life. Every night when others went to sleep, he woke up immediately. So whether me and you can ever reach a level, we were born laughing. We laughed and laughed, and suddenly to make ourselves cry, it might not happen. So our chapter of Babul Khawf al-Raja, Khawf al-Buka, will go back to again, what is matloob? What is the basic requirement of the sphere? And then how much the body can manage, then we take it step by step. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke of Jannah, he spoke of Jahannam. That's our entire Quran. Otherwise in this world, no matter how many times a person is told, "I will put someone on top of you. Watch out. There's an eye that is seeing you." No matter how much security comes in the world, a man will find something, the ability to do something. Especially when you say you keep a cat in a box and it's waiting to get out. When we entered this era of what is called open fitan, many parents had this fear. And if I send my son outside, if I send him to a school, what will happen? So keep him in the house. Keeping in the house, and he says, if I leave him in his room alone, what will happen? So keep him in another. And for how many years they did it also. And the child only needed one day to go out with his friend. Because the time came when the child wanted to get out of the box. One day. Cousins got together, the child said, "Mommy, please can I go? Please can I go?" Whether the parents were right in their approach or wrong, that's a completely different story. There is no real principle in how to bring up a child. It's got to do with dua. And then whatever you try, you just make dua. Like if someone says, "What's the way to make sure you drive with no accident?" So the answer will be, in South Africa, there's no law in that. If you read Bismillah and you just go on the road, you can try so much sometimes that to make sure everything is done. And you, while you're waiting at that robot, you get knocked from behind, another one from the front, everything happens. It is the name of Allah you go out in this world. Same with tarbiyat. The child only needs one time. Me and you are also like children. We might stay 6, 7, 8, 9 years in a madrasa. We might give bayans. We might change other people's lives. But to slip, I can slip like that and you can slip like that. Just needs one slip. But Alim said, I needed to check up something, make some mutala, make some tahqiq. Someone told him, on the internet you might find some research on this. This first time he put on that internet, and he said, wow. He never knew those things pop up. And as he started going, then after that his wife asked him, what are you doing? He said, making mutala. But he was caught, finished. 1 second and you're gone. 1 second. So at that moment, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about a married life. What prevents a man from hitting his wife? What prevents him slapping his wife? Being abusive to his wife? Do you think all the laws that the countries will make, that we take the protection of the woman, that's not going to help anything? A woman will think 100 times, must I go there? Because if I go, then it's known that my marriage is going to break. After the marriage breaks, the government's not going to come and say, now we'll look after you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, unique how he said it. He said, La yus'alu rajul fima daraba imra'a. That a man will never be questioned, why did he hit his wife? What a unique sentence this is. No one's going to ask you. What it meant is that just because no one's asking you doesn't mean Allah is not watching. Just because nobody else is going to ask. Even if your mother-in-law sees the eye is bruised, she'll ask your wife, what happened? So she walked into the fridge. Everyone will know. But no one's going to ask. The woman in that house will be too shy. A girl comes to madrasa, a young daughter. The alim might see her hand is bruised. He doesn't want to ask her what happened. She's going to say, my father last night, what he did to me. How he abused me, how he hit me. She won't say. What prevents a man becoming a monster? What prevents a person at that moment? It is called al-khawf. So one was that level of fear that I can't sleep at night. That was a very high level. And sometimes when we think of that high level, then what were the basic we're supposed to get, we also miss. What was a matloob level was this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about Jannah and Jahannam. And then he said a unique sentence. He said, Ma ra'aytu mithlan nar. I have never seen something so terrible like the fire. Nama haribuha. But the one who is running away from it, I found him relaxed. The one who is running away, he has slept. One was you sleep at night, that's sleeping. One is ghaflat. That you see Jahannam in front. And still the man does that guna. Jahannam is right there. Every page of that Quran that we read, and we are reading it more than anyone in the world, the purpose of that page was that that's the real picture behind. So example, if you're building, making your room, it's not only the bed in the room. They say it's the wallpaper. It's that wall, how you painted it. How that painting on the back is, it will make everything go right. Now when a person enters, you won't look at the bed and say, lovely room. He will look at the background. The background is the main thing to realize how nice the room is or how terrible the room is. If the bed is fantastic but the wall is not nice, if the window has a hole in it, if the wall has all water coming down, if you see spiders on that, and then you tell the person, the best mattress in the world, enjoy your sleep. That wall got to do everything. It's called the background. In our life, our Quran gave us something called a background. It is called the picture of Jannah and Jahannam. And then he said, now put your bed, whatever bed you want to put. If that background is there, you will understand what you're looking for. If you see that snakes and scorpions, then the best mattress in the world also is not supposed to give you sleep. And if you see a wonderful background in the back, you see the breeze of paradise, then even if there's no mattress, you will lie down. And you will say, just that picture is more than enough for me. We got that background, Jannah and Jahannam. Said, I have not seen something as terrible as the fire. Yet the man who's supposed to be running away from it, he's just slept away. That level of khawf is needed. That to have that fire in front. Said, وَمَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الْجَنَّةِ نَامَ طَالِبُهَا. I have not seen something the like of paradise. But the man who's supposed to be searching for it, he's just slept. But he's not seeing it. He's ready to lose it all. Everything can be lost because I want something right now. So he sees Jahannam in the front. He's not bothered. He says, I'm not seeing that picture. I want it now. He sees Jahannam on the other side, Jannah on the other side. He sees no picture. That level of khawf was demanded. That when I'm all alone and the club comes to me, the pretty girl comes to me, haram wealth comes to me, anger gets the better of me. At that time there is something called al-khawf. That are you not scared that you will have to stand in front of Allah? Are you not scared? And that man has to then say to himself, am I not scared? And every person's inside will say, I am definitely scared. That level of khawf, al-khawf. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained it. He said, man khafa adlaja. That now you must see, now do you have this fear? So he gave a scale. He says, that man who got some fear in his heart, adlaja. Adlaja means, he will start preparing from early. Normally when the enemy were on the way to attack, at night they would hardly make attacks. Because you can't see at night. So they would camp on the outside, and as soon as dawn would break, they would hit the attack. Because normally people are still just getting up at that time. However, your spies have come and told the village that the enemy has already left. Even if they reach tonight, then they're not going to attack tonight, but tomorrow morning the attack is taking place. Knowing they're not going to attack tonight, it's only going to happen tomorrow morning. Still the people of the village at night start moving out. Preparation starts immediately. That's adlaja. Adlaja means no chief will say that relax now, we still got a couple of hours. Everyone understands, start early. For me and you, start early means what? It means start now. If you can make that effort now when you got everything around you, here you don't have that level of haram which the outside world got. If you know you have to face the opponent in a match after 1 year, then the person will start seeing, do I have the muscles for that match? You're not just going to go into the battlefield and you never know, learned how to defend. You never learned how to attack. You never learned anything. The man said, I never know I'm going to fight the match. 6 years in madrasa, if a person just thinks it's 6 years to learn and he's understanding learning is a book, then the day you're going to go out and the devil comes in front, you're not going to be allowed to say, oh, hold on, let me check up chapter Bukhari, what to do. It has to be inside us. That girl learned how to cook before she got married. Now she doesn't open the recipe book. She's not standing there by the pot and checking up and saying, what does this mean, what does this mean? It's normal in her. She's just throwing everything in and the thing is made. She understood, that's one day I have to do it. So when she looked at that book, she learned the thing. It became practical in her life before she went into the kitchen. Me and you will have to face the devil. And he has taken many, many, many people already. So me and you are not like the strongest opponent he will ever face. Little but adlaja. Adlaja means preparation from the early days. When you don't have the attack, we have to learn to start saying, do I have the muscle for the attack? That is called khawf. In our environment, where will khawf be attained? You see, when you are sitting with your friends and everyone is laughing. So at that time, if backbiting takes place on someone, does the fear of Almighty Allah say to me, don't you fear Allah? So at the moment, the only thing we understand is like big sins. Zina, that's a big sin, I'll never do that. But the chance of zina is not going to come in the madrasa. That's going to come after. But the ingredient to fight that there is the same ingredient you need to fight now. If you can't stay away from the small problem, you're not going to manage to stay away from the big one. So you know, in any environment we are in, when it came in so nicely in the narration that there is a level called doubtful things, that man who keeps away from doubtful, he has looked after his deen. One meaning of why, because he always treats himself, prepares himself, that I know it's not haram, but no. I know it's not haram, but no. Someone says, but you can have it. So I know I can have it, but I don't want to. If you can always learn to hold your horse, then the day that the horse wants to jump into the wrong direction, you can always pull it. If you never ever practiced on pulling its rein, the day you need to pull and you pull, it will throw you off. This is that man khafa adlaja. If you have fear of Almighty Allah, preparations will start from the early days. Man khafa adlaja. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلَ Whoever will start preparations in the early part, he will nicely reach his destination. He will get everything ready. His pot will be made. He went through this stage, he went through that stage, he went through it all. He understood the match is coming, the war is going to take place. He created something called Al-Khawf. And easy. Every night before you sleep, ask yourself one question. Do I fear Allah? And your inside will say, I do. Automatically a tear might come from your eye. And istighfar will come out. You'll think of yourself standing on that day when other people will be perspiring. So I say, well, I not perspire. One question you just have to ask. Do I fear Allah? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ At that moment, if you just say, I do. When Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, if you got the khawf of your Rabb, I will bring two paradises for you. Now how can paradise come to a man who has done evil? It meant that this khawf will bring so much of doors of Allah's aid after that. That he won't do that evil. But he just needs to say, do I fear? So do I fear? Definitely. Who will say I don't? So just ask yourself, do I fear Allah? Man khafa adlaja. Whoever fears, he will start making his effort early. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلَ Whoever will make his effort early, he's going to reach where he wants to reach. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. Unique the sentences. That listen very well. What Allah is giving you is not something cheap. What Allah is giving is what we call, I want Jannah. I want all the women in the world. Whatever design I want, however looks I want. I want the best of food. I want forever and forever happiness. So there is something called a big thing I want. Unique the hadith said, remember it's expensive. Expensive, normally me and you will think, how many subhanallahs I have to read to get that thing. That when I reach that, the angel will ask, you got that card? Swipe your card. Do you have the amount of currency to enter? This is joined with khawf, this narration. Khawf means what? Khawf wasn't going to make a man read nafal namaz. Khawf was going to make a man say no when haram comes in front. Ala inna sil'ata Allah ghaliya. What Allah got to offer is not cheap. Not cheap means when the person comes and he says, you know what? I want to fight my nafs, but hey, it's too hard. This word was said to him. That remember what Allah is offering is nothing cheap. Who told you it's something cheap? So you come here and you say, but this car, what you call, you tell the dealer, you want too much. The dealer says, you think I'm selling you some rubbish. You shouldn't have come to my store if you never wanted. We don't sell those cheap line things. We are selling unique. And then you say, are you ready to pay the price? That's the meaning of ala inna sil'ata Allah. But what Allah is putting in offer is nothing cheap. To get that there, you have to be ready to sacrifice your every desire. And even if it means I have to die, even my blood has to be paid, what Allah is offering is something very expensive. It is nothing cheap. If I cry tears and tears, and then I really think, hey, I did something, the hadith will say to me, what Allah is offering is expensive. That your tears don't have that value. So one wali of Allah, he cried, and he cried, and he cried. And then it happened that a drop of blood came from his eye. And he looked at that blood and it made like he was so happy. That I cried in the fear of Allah until blood came. And then they mentioned that that night, perhaps in a dream, he saw the entire sky filled with blood. And it was so told to him, that is the blood that has already been sacrificed for Allah. Yours is only one drop in that ocean of blood. Meaning martyrs and martyrs went. Lives went. If my 1-2 tears come out, it's nothing big, because Allah inna sil'atallah ghaliya. What Allah is offering is nothing cheap. I have to learn to say no. The picture of Jannah must be there. Isn't it expensive? Are you ready to pay the price? Pay that price in this world, and if we get it, Allah give it to all of us. That day man will say it was worth it. But that khawf, that I can't just laugh at any person. I can't mock at any person. There are certain people I don't like, certain I respect. But if there's no khawf, first I will start mocking the people who are of my own level. They mind it. What difference it makes? So in the room I'll mock at someone. It makes no difference. Why? Because there's no fear. Normally I would have started on someone smaller than me, but in the madrasa there's no one smaller than you. So I'd have started on someone smaller, pushed one person around, told him, go get my shoes. But there's no one. Then I go to my own level. Once I start mocking my own level and I get away with it, nothing's happening. I become known as the man who can hit everyone. But does it stop there? It will never stop. There'll be a time that I start mocking authority. People who are put in charge of me, they come and tell me something, I mock at them. And it doesn't end there. Those that I once upon a time respected, I will also mock at them after that. I will just carry on. Why? Because there's no khawf. When there's no khawf and the horse knows I can run where I want to and nothing is stopping it at night, control yourself. It's not going to stop. So where people went to, they mocked their own. Then they mocked people they never thought they will mock. Then they mocked the great people who passed away. People never ended after that. They even went to the level of if they wanted to mock a sahabi, it was no issue, let me mock him. There was nothing, nothing stopped. Had that man started at the beginning, khawf, that you tell the child, be scared, and he just held back, you would not have seen an entire maidan of evil. That first level of khawf, man khawfa adlaja. Whoever has fear will start early. Me and you make this intention. You have got a unique time in the madrasa. That this is the environment not just to read it, but to bring it. Every time you see Jannah in your ayat of Quran, in your hadith, then you say to yourself, Allah, I want this. Every time you hear a tarjuma of Jahannam, let it not just be to get the tarjuma, that's all. What the ustad said, write the tarjuma in Tiyantem, he'll ask me what it means. Shouldn't be that. Oh Allah, I don't want this. Then think of that narration. I have not seen something like Jahannam. Na maharibuha. That the one running away from it, he's not bothered of it. Ghafil. And I have not seen something like Jannah, but na matalibuha. The one who's supposed to be walking towards it, he's not bothered. Then you put your two, this is called my wall now. I must be able to see it. Whenever I see it in the Quran, I must picture it. A level must come, at least while we're in madrasa. That sometimes while I'm walking to the masjid, while I'm walking in the boarding, my eye is actually allowing me to see a scene of paradise. I see people walking. I see someone calling. I see happy people, cheerful people. Why I must get it now? It's because think about it. Day and night, day and night, day and night, you're hearing nothing but Quran and Sunnah. Every day you're hearing Jannah, Jannah, Jannah. After 6 years, you will never hear the word Jannah so much like how you hear it now. But if at the moment still you can't see a picture, then to have the hope the day I graduate that picture will come, it's not going to come. Now while walking, let your eye try and see it. You saw that picture. People in the past, they said, I started Salah and the whole thing opened up to me. You also, but it will only open to the one who looks. Say, train your eye. If you want to look far, you have to train it. Look at something and you will see. Me and you got an eye to train. That I must be able to see the real world. There must be Jannah, there must be Jahannam. I must be able to see a woman in this world of filth and dirt. She looks so nice on the phone, on the internet. But I got another picture behind her. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I went for the Mi'raj. Why he went? Why he told us? Because there was going to be people like me and you who were going to be interested in that girl. He said, I saw her in that cauldron of fire. She was there and many other men were there. And all of them were naked. So if you wanted to see her naked, you can see her there. said, I saw her naked and all of them naked. And the fire was just starting at the bottom and burning them. As burning them, they're lifting up with the fire. It's like someone says, there's a fire at my behind and I'm just pushed up. You know, when a fire pushes you up, what's that level of that fire? They're being burned and pushed up in that cauldron until they come right to the top, like, and then the fire just releases and they all come back to the bottom. And then again going up. That picture me and you must see. You say, this is a zani. And then look in that zani group to see, am I there also? That is that khawf. Am I burning? Am I making that zina? Someone is stealing. Nabi Sallallahu said, let it not happen. I find you on the day of Qiyamah and there's one animal on your head. And he's making it sound. As he's making it sound, he's telling the people around, this man betrayed you. He stole me. You thought he's such a good person, but he was stealing. He stole me. Now you picture that man moving on the plains of Qiyamah. Then that's called khawf. What if it's me? What if it's me? This is the Babul khawf. The greatest place to get this ingredient is what you got. As you see every ayat of Quran, every hadith, put yourself there. That fear we have to get. And then at night before we sleep, say, do I fear Allah? The answer will be, Allah, I fear you. Allah tabarakala, make us all from min al-khaifin. That level of fear, Allah tabarakala, bless us all with. That when sin comes in front, then it becomes a barrier, a hajiz. Bainana wa bayna ma'asik. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.